Yeah, hi, my name is Johnny Bandura. I'm the artist behind the mural known as the 215, as well as I'm a member of the Kakait First Nation from New Westminster, BC.
Johnny Bandura is traveling to Revelstoke from Kamloops today with two pelican cases filled with 215 portraits.
They're very heavy duty cases to transport them in, and they're very heavy as well. So I have a friend coming along to help me lift the cases in and out of the vehicle and to bring them into the theater and that type of thing.
He'll set up the portraits on the seats of the Roxy Theatre. His exhibit is part of the Luna Arts Festival taking place tomorrow evening.
Well, when the news came out in Kamloops about the 215 children that were found on the Kamloops Indian Residential School grounds, it connected with me very deeply, as my grandmother went to that school. And even as a, when I was a child, we went to day camps and stuff at that school, and it always had a very kind of haunting a way about it.
Bandura wanted to do something to honor the children as best he could, but he didn't really know what that was.
I went and got some supplies from the art store, and I was gonna just kind of paint one painting, and then I painted two paintings, three paintings, and I decided I would just paint a portrait to honor each of the 215 children that were found on the grounds.
And it just, was it a situation where it just poured out of you, or did you, were you thinking of, what were you thinking of when you did that?
No, I think you're right. It did just kind of pour out of me. I just started, like I said, I kind of went with a theme of what all the different potential that those children could have had if they had, made it home from residential school. So I mean, you can see anything from the different type of professions to more traditional things as well. Yeah, I mean, it started out very simply with a few traditional, powwow regalia outfits, and then it went into deeper stuff where, I was painting nurses and doctors and lawyers and judges.
This collection of portraits was on display last fall at the Anvil Center in New Westminster. School kids would come and see it on field trips. It was on the powwow grounds in Kamloops for the first Truth and Reconciliation Day last year, as well as at Thompson Rivers University.
I did an exhibition in a friend's warehouse, and it was a very small grassroots type of art show. And I specifically was aiming it towards any residential school survivors that wanted to come and have a look at the paintings prior to anybody else. And one of the first people that came was a woman that was also a student at the Kamloops Residential School, and she went on to become a nurse, and she worked as a nurse for her career for her span of for work. So I kind of seen instant results happening with the project, as people could have gone on to do any number of things. And I think, looking at the future, like you said, that's what we can come to expect from our future generations if we can, if we can produce, a good childhood for them and get them into, the right type of programs to do things like, going into professional jobs, into trades and things like that.
The portraits are painted with bright, simple lines. Each has a yellow background. Bandura used only a few colors for the faces, mostly green, red, black, and white, and a bit of pink. They almost look like comics.
I know a lot of people that have seen it kind of question why I used very bright colors opposed to, more, dark for something as, maybe people have referred to as being kind of a morbid subject matter painting, portraits to honor, children that had passed at a school. But I think that that puts kind of more of a positive swing on the what had happened and what's happening with the future generations, opposed to, you know, what had happened in the past. So I like to think now that these children have been discovered, that they're standing in a new light than when, you know, it was, they were still unknown.
Come check out the exhibit tomorrow night for yourself. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.